Welcome to the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. Hello and welcome to the 37th episode of the Apparel Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's good to be back. It's good to be back in the studio.
Definitely.
We have been away almost 4 weeks.
We were in Australia in Byron Bay visiting family.
And enjoying the sun and enjoying the beach and, yes, just playing around and just hanging out with family, eating good food, laughing. The cousins got to play. It was so nice. But, yeah, you know how, like in Sweden, we say, borta bra men hemma bäst. It's literally away is fantastic, but the best is at home. Is that a good translation?
Yeah, it's okay. And, yeah, it's nice to be back in the studio. This is the first time this year that we record a podcast in our studio at home.
And today's episode is about something that many of you have had so many questions of, and it's how to maximize your sourcing fair visit.
But first, we would like to mention something that we've been working on for almost a year that we're really happy to announce. You guys know that we run Apparel Entrepreneurship, but we also run a design agency. And both from running Apparel Entrepreneurship and the design agency, we constantly get requests for freelance designers.
And that's because many of you brand owners, you guys are not designers yourselves and you don't have that unique skill. So finding a designer can be really challenging, and especially if you need like specific specialty, like, I don't know, tailoring or sportswear, or it can be children's wear, it can be or bridal, it can be very specific needs and you don't know any designers and you really need help with this. And of course, our network of designers stretches this far, and since the demand has been so high, we needed to create our own platform, our own curated platform where we could connect brands and designers to work on product-based creative projects.
Yes, so we have created Designer, designer.com. It's DESINDER.com.
And it comes from Designer Finder, but we kind of cut away the endings and put them together, and how we came up with it.
Yeah, so it is an online connecting platform for brands and freelance designers to work on product-based projects. It includes apparel, footwear, bags, and accessories. So when you go to designer.com, apparel brands, they can register and post projects that designers can apply for. And apparel brands can also browse designers and contact them directly for projects. And if you're a freelance designer, you can go in and register your profile and then apply for projects that are posted by the brands. So you can get in touch with each other and just start collaborating. And Designer is the connecting facilitator. And this is going to be a premium platform, but at the moment, everything is free. You can register for free. If you're a designer, you can register for free. If you're a brand, you can register for free. And you can also post your projects for free. So just go head over to designer.com and register. And even if you don't have a project right now to post and you're a brand, you can still register for free.
And it's like one of our designer contacts said, it's like, so it's like Tinder, but for brands and freelance designers. And we're like, yes, that's exactly what it is. So that was kind of funny, a funny story.
Yes. And we just launched it a few days ago, but we're really happy to see the interest and all the people signing up and the positive feedback we've heard from the community and how this is needed. So it makes us happy and we think this is going to be awesome for all of us.
And how many amazing designers from all over the world have already signed up. So go check it out and post your projects.
Yes, and we're going to add the link in the show notes as well. Otherwise, it's designer.com. So let's head back to the topic for today. And as we said, it's about sourcing, or more specifically, how to maximize your sourcing fair visit. So what's a sourcing fair?
I mean, if you've never been, if you're in the starting phase, or even if you've worked on your brand for a while but haven't actually been at a sourcing fair, it's a place where fabric mills, wholesalers, suppliers, and agents exhibit their fabrics. And you've got these all over the world.
And other materials.
And other materials.
Accessories.
Yeah. Accessory can be trims, it can be parts, it can be not only for apparel, it can be for footwear, it can be for all sorts of even bags and gear and all that stuff. So if you're in the looks for material and trims, you go to sourcing fair to find materials for your products. And one thing that's really important to know is that all the sourcing fairs, they're very specific. And so it depends what niche you have your products in. For example, in New York and Portland, you can go to the Functional Fabric Fair where you can find technical materials. If you're looking for denim, then Kingpins is your place to go. And you've got that show in Amsterdam and Hong Kong and New York and in China. If you're looking, for example, for silk, then India International Silk Fair is for you, and you can find that in New Delhi. If you're looking for swimwear materials, then Interfilia is best to go to, and you have that in Paris and Shanghai and in New York as well and Hong Kong. So they all specify.
So what can you expect when you visit these fairs? Usually they're in big halls, in big fair spaces where exhibitors have booths with racks along the walls filled with swatches of assorted materials. And as Anna said, the exhibitors, they specialize in, for example, shirting materials, swimwear material, wool, silk, knits, wovens, functional fabrics, and so on.
And so the way this space is set up, it's most of the time, it's functional fabric in one space, shirting material in another space. So it's really good to know what you're looking for before you go. And also in the booths, they're most of the time desks. So you can, after you've looked around for the swatches that you like, you can sit down and talk to the reps. And one really good thing is to actually sit down, because when you walk the fairs, there is so much walking and you will be so exhausted. So it's good to get a little rest for your legs.
So an example of one of these fairs is coming up really soon. That's ISPO. It's coming up in Munich, and that's the world's largest trade fair for sport business. This is not just a sourcing fair. It's also a trade fair where brands exhibit. But this place, it's huge. We usually go there, and you, Anna, you're going to go there again. And we have had lectures there before. But there are thousands of suppliers from all over the world just in this hall. So it takes usually days to just go and visit and talk to them all.
And it's a great opportunity to find the right partner for you, to find the right manufacturers, because you do get a very immediate sense of if it's what you're looking for, if the people that are there, if they're good people to work with. So you get a pretty good hint. And of course, if you've never been, it will take you a couple of hours before you get in the right, before you get to know how it works and just how to operate the entire thing.
And in many cases, these fairs, they are even free, and otherwise there's a low cost, could be around $20 to register, and it also depends on how many days you're going to attend. And here's a tip, go in and pre-register. You can do it typically online. It's usually cheaper, but also faster. You don't have to stand in these long lines to buy your tickets when you come to the fair. Remember that many of these fairs require that you're a registered business, because it's a business-to-business event. And if you don't have a business yet, well, you could pretend that you have a business. We're not saying that you should, but you could. And what they do want you usually is that you provide a business card. If you register at the fair, in many cases, they want you to show a business card. But what we did the first time, when we had our first brand, we had just started out, we're going to attend a fair. I don't know if we even had registered. We just printed out our own business card at home in the printer. And what's important here is that you actually have a physical address on that business card, because you're going to meet the suppliers and they will have swatches and stuff that you can order, and they need a place to send it to.
And of course, some, as Claude said, you, for some fairs, you also need to have the business card at the registrations. Otherwise, you won't be able to get in. And something else that is really good that you should plan time for is that most of the fairs have seminars and talks. I've had seminars and talks at, for example, Functional Fabric Fair. We've had them at ISPO as well in Munich. And it's a fantastic learning place. And they are most of the time free. You just go in, you sit down, and you listen. So you need to plan time for the seminars as well and not rush anything.
So how do you find all these fairs that are all over the world? And well, we made it really easy for you. So we've created a list full of fashion trade shows and sourcing fairs in 2020, and you can find it on our blog. It's apparelentrepreneurship.com/blog, and we will also add the link to the show notes. It's called Fashion Trade Shows and Sourcing Fairs 2020.
And it's a great list because, of course, the fairs are all around the world. And so you just have to look at which ones are interesting for you and which ones are near you. And it's also very good to go and get accustomed to how it is, get some inspiration, and just get in the know on how it works.
Apparel entrepreneurship is such a valuable asset to any clothing brand. Anne and Claus both have a wealth of experience from setting up their own brands, which means that the advice based on these experiences is realistic and actionable. The membership program provides useful resources to help brands learn about the elements required for running a clothing line, and the tools and templates offered here are extremely valuable as they are hard to find elsewhere. Charlie Pollard, United States.
What Apparel Entrepreneurship has created with a membership is long overdue in this industry. The experience and the content you create out of it is a very high value, not only for new startups, but also for existing brands to better understand the full picture. It provides a nice guidance and source of help for those who do not have the relevant network yet to get proper information from. Simone Meyer, Germany. Do you work really hard on your apparel brand? You listen to all the fashion experts and do all the tricks and strategies, but are just not seeing the results that you want? Or are you lost as where to start? Does it seem overwhelming with a lot to learn, and are you yearning for your community of people who understand your vision of running an apparel brand? Hi, I'm Anna, and if you answered yes to any of those questions, I want you to seriously consider the Apparel Entrepreneurship Membership Program. You will be joining the hundreds of entrepreneurs who have discovered their unique brand niche and have clarity and a plan to succeed with their brand. This is an experience and an opportunity for you to really take your brand to the next level, to implement our unique 6-step success path that will result in purposeful designs, orders, sales, exposure, and most importantly, profitability. Let us change your life, or at least let us change your apparel brand for the better. Go to apparelentrepreneurship.com/join to join the membership program now. We look forward to seeing you on the inside. apparelentrepreneurship.com/join.
So there are many reasons why we think it's a good idea for you to visit a sourcing fair. And first of all, it's a really time-efficient thing for you to do because you can meet many suppliers at one time, at one place. As we mentioned at ISPO, there are thousands of suppliers. Just imagine the time for you to cold call or email them. But here you have them at one day or a couple of days. You can go visit them all at one place.
And of course, you need to have several options because it's not you won't go to one supplier and find everything that you need. And it's not necessarily that they are a good match for you. So you need to have your option B, option C, etc. So the more suppliers you meet, the better it is for you. Just to have a little stack of swatches at home in your little library, and so you have several, you give yourself several options.
Yeah, and also since the suppliers typically specify in a certain material or fabric, you will need several suppliers for your collection.
Mm-hmm. And another reason why it's good is because of networking. especially if you're new, you need to grow your network with people in the industry, because remember, suppliers, no manufacturers, suppliers, no designers. Suppliers can connect you with other suppliers. So it's like a big spider's web. Everybody knows everybody. And the more people you know, the bigger chances are that you will meet the right people in the end that can help you with your project, with your business, with finding whatever you need to find. And of course, if you're, some are introverts, some are extroverts, but when you go to an event, it doesn't matter, just bring out your extrovert person and put yourself out there, because you will have to go talk to people. You will have to tell them about your brand and what you're looking for and ask as many questions as possible. That's how it works.
So when you're there, this is a great way to start your relationship. I mean, everything you do in business, it's based on relationships. So there is no better way than to meet in person and to build up that trust for your relationship. So when you're at the fair, you actually meet a person. It's not just someone behind an email or behind a telephone line. You talk to them, and this is a great start. So for relationship building reasons, go visit a fair.
And, of course, you will get to see a lot of materials and a lot of samples and a lot of trims and a lot of things that you will need. You have everything in one place. And what's good with this is that you get to touch the stuff. You get to feel it. You get to feel the weight. You get to see the shine. You get to see, feel the stretch. Sometimes, like for me, I get more inspired from materials than I actually get from ideas or product or like inspiration boards. The material is what's going to make or break your product. So materials are incredibly, incredibly important. And it is, everything is, in the hand feel. You will get to touch it. You will get to feel it. And it's a big deal. And it can actually make or break a material choice. The feel and the stretch and the weight and everything. That some are really itchy. You can just play with them. You can put the swatch on your arm and feel like, oh, that's not so nice. Or, ooh, this material is really papery. How is the jacket going to, sound? You won't be able to hear anything else because it's going to be so noisy. All these things you have to take in consideration when you actually see and feel the stuff.
And when you're sourcing, it sometimes can be difficult to get a hold of a certain person and can take time before you get a response back if you've emailed them or called them. But when you're at a fair, you know that you actually get someone to talk to, because the sales reps, they have freed up their time just to talk to you and all the other visitors. So that's a great reason for going there. You know you're going to get the contact person you need. And you're also going to get contact information to a specific person, not just an info email address. You get a specific person, contact details. So this is just a great way to start your collaboration.
And when you are there, you actually get to order stuff, because that's why you're there and that's why the suppliers exhibit. So when you find the swatches that you like, you put them on the table and then you say, yes, please, I would like to have a swatch of this. Most of the time, it's free. Of course, we recommend you that you pick more swatches than you need, just to build up your library. And what I mean with that it's free is that most of the suppliers will send them the swatches for free. Sometimes, and depending on the supplier, they might ask you for your DHL account. If you do not have one, you can just say, it's fine, send an invoice and I will pay for the shipping. Even if it's like that, it's a good idea, because if the materials are really lovely and you really need them, it doesn't matter if you have to pay a small fee to get the swatches. This will help you with your product development. So get as many swatches as possible. Of course, we're not going to say that you should pick the entire collection, because that'd be dumb and they will not send you the entire collection. But yes, please ask for more swatches than you need. And also try to have in mind the coming collection or the coming products that you're only doing tops at the moment. Maybe you're thinking of adding bottoms. Well, you can go check out the wovens department as well and see what materials they might have for your coming pants. Just make sure you're getting as much value out of the fair as possible.
And the fairs are great places for market research. You can check what options you have for your current collection, but also for your upcoming collections, and just check out the latest technologies. Go and talk to the suppliers and see what fabrics they have now, what's the latest they have, what's the latest research, and all these you can just bring back with you and have when you plan up your next collection.
And that's one good thing, Klaus, you mentioned, because it's not always that they actually show the latest. Sometimes they have like small secret stacks for their best customers. So just make sure to ask, is this the latest technology that you have? Maybe they're like, not really, but we have something interesting over here. And then they might show you that.
Yes, and also, just as with market research, it's great for color, checking colors and color inspiration. Many of the fairs tend to have sections where they have these color inspiration.
Sections?
Yes.
And like at Premier Vision, for example, you can, if you're bringing your own Pantone color books and swatches with you, you can actually see, because they state the colors and the color numbers. So you can actually see what colors are coming, what colors are trending. It's a good idea to look at this, to look in these departments, because this is both a good indicator for where the colors are going. If you want to be on trend, you, of course, you can make sure that you have incorporate some of those colors. And if you really want to go the other way, then at least you will know what colors will be trending. And so you know what colors not to do. This is completely, entirely up to you.
And a major bonus with visiting sourcing fairs is that they're usually placed in great cities such as Munich, London, New York, Paris, Hong Kong. And something that we usually do, and you, Anna, have done for years as a designer, is that you combine your fair visit with visiting the city. And just visit the shops and the city and get inspiration and trending at the same time as you visit the fair. Since you already have the travel there, you can just add an extra day or an extra afternoon and check out the place.
And this is extra good because it will at the same time give you one extra day to kind of absorb everything that you have seen at the fair. You can sit down in a cafe with your notebook and kind of look through all the business cards that you've collected, kind of see what, even sometimes at the fair, you can even get to cut swatches of the fabric. If you've done that, you can sit and kind of think about everything, just absorb and kind of melt everything from the fair. And also at the same time, you can combine it with the market research and with everything that you see in the shops and be like, this is a good idea to proceed with. That I see too many of these types. Maybe I'm one season too late. Or yes, I see where this is going. So just take advantage of actually being in that city.
Yeah,
and I would recommend to give you the extra day after the fair and not before the fair.
Yeah. To get the most out of your visit and to give value for your time and for your money, there are certain things we think you should prepare. And the first thing is, be clear on why you're going to the fair. Is it just to find fabric or material for your current collection? Is it for an upcoming collection? Is it to do market research? Is it to do is it to attend the seminars at the fair? And when you know this, it will be much easier for you to get something out of your fair visit and to prioritize what you're doing while you're there.
It's like going to a big department store and not knowing what you want. I mean, you'll end up in the staircase being like, ah, should I go up? Should I go down? Should I go left? Should I go right? It's pointless. So you need to know why you're going and what you're looking for. And of course, before you're doing this, you have to have determined your niche.
Yeah, if you're just starting out.
If you're starting out, you need to know what type of product you're looking for, what type of material, if you like it, the weight, if you can, all those sorts of things. Is it woven? Is it a knit? What type of price? Like all these things, the more detailed you know, write it down, the more you can utilize the fair.
Yes, and also when you know a bit more, then you will avoid annoying the sales reps there. They want to know it's a business-to-business event, so they want to talk business. It's much easier for you if you have prepared and know more what you want and can tell them directly so they can help you in the best way possible.
And of course, when you enter the booth, just imagine the sales rep is going to be, "Hi, I'm blah, blah, blah." And then you're going to say, "Hi, my name is da-da-da. I'm the founder of blah, 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 your brand name." And then you're going to start discussing. And pretty soon they're going to ask you, "So what are you looking for?" And then you need to know what you're looking for just to not waste their time and to not waste your time. So prepare your pitch.
They want to know that you're in this for real and that you actually mean business. Since it's a business to business event, they eventually want to know or hope that you actually going to place an order and going to continue to place orders with them. That's what's of real interest for them.
And also you have to remember, the way you present yourself and the way you represent your brand is how people are going to remember you. And people, the sales reps, they're people's people. So they will remember if you're really annoying or if you're confusing or if you're just, you know, feel lost. So you just need to get in the game and represent your brand and just know your shit before you go in there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great thing if you just prepare a bit before you visit a sourcing fair. And once you arrive there, there are also certain things you should think about to maximize your visit, and you can prepare the questions you could ask there as well.
Yes, and this is fantastic. And you might wonder, what questions should I prepare? And so, yes, we have actually made a PDF for you with 8 questions to ask at a sourcing fair, plus some extra tips on how to maximize your visit. And this is all free, and you can download it in the link in the show notes and bring it with you, print it out, bring it with you. And of course you need to, we do not recommend that you print it out and then you're standing in the sales, in front of the sales rep with your list and be like, "Okay, question number one," that'd be dumb. So just, you know, rehearse the questions, know what kind of questions to ask before. And it's good to have the questions with you because you might, after you've been in the booth, maybe you could take out your piece of paper and then write everything down. So you'll, you know, have everything noted.
Yeah. And if you don't ask this, you're probably going to regret it afterwards, that why didn't I ask that?
So. Yes. Most of the time you're going to meet so many suppliers. So it's good to take notes to make sure you have everything, because you will not remember all the details. And I know this, even with all my experience, I never remember 100% of the stuff and everything who I talk to. So take notes. Lots of notes.
You will find the link in the show notes at apparelentrepreneurship.com, and you can either click on podcast in the upper menu or you go directly to apparelentrepreneurship.com/podcast. And there you can just see this latest episode is episode 37. So there you'll find it.
So hope this episode was extremely helpful. And 2 actions for you. Download the PDF and go check out the fair's blog post and plan your next fair visit.
Yes. And remember also, as we mentioned in the beginning, to go and check out designer.com.
That's 3 actions for you. That was it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking your time to hang out with us. We appreciate it so much. We love your feedback. We love your engagement, and we love that you do take your time to hang out with us. And please share this podcast. Please take a pic of yourself while you listen and tag us so we can give you a thumbs up and a virtual high five and a virtual hug. Thank you so much again, and we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.
Ciao.